This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This month, we've seen a growth in the number of requests for Google to erase or at least demote search results for certain Europeans after a court required it. Our friend Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard says, though, that we're at the brink of a dangerous precedent. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Right to be forgotten. You say maybe not the best idea.
Well, it's not even clear how it's going to be effectuated right now, but I certainly credit the European Court of Justice for putting this back in the public eye, saying that a Spaniard for whom on a search on his name, newspaper clippings of his 1998 foreclosure, that should somehow be taken out of Google search results only for his name.
I get his request there. You have some debts, you pay them. A lot of people Google you when they have a first interaction with you. You know, people are Googling each other all the time now.
I think from the point of view of somebody who does see one blip on the record somehow representing that person's identity, I agree with you that that first magic page of results on Google in particular does more to define you than pretty much anything else.
Now, you've also talked about this short-lived feature where they allowed people to actually comment alongside news articles that mentioned their names.
Yes, that was a feature in Google News from around 2007, and they introduced a policy that said if you were quoted or mentioned, you would be entitled to add a comment or other statement that would appear alongside the snippet of the article that was the result in Google News. And that is a very interesting way of allowing the people featured to say a little bit more without having it be a complete free-for-all where everybody gets to say something.
How does this all have you thinking about the future of our online identities and how we can still benefit from the sort of aggregated truth that comes from using the web to research entities, people, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, it's a tough needle to thread. And the check on that power that we're tending to be relying on is it's only a machine. If we knew that Google was hand curating results, I think we'd be quite upset. The more curated that is, whether by machine or by human, the more I think it deserves some kind of scrutiny and possibly an ability to contextualize for people who are mentioned or implicated by those results.
Professor Jonathan Zittrain, Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you.